Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to another podcast on blogtalkradio.com, Traders Network Live. I made just a little over $3,000 today with pretty much doing nothing whatsoever, just trading stocks. We're not creating anything. We're not building anything. All we're doing is just exchanging shares for cash. And let me tell you, it's a fucking awesome thing to do, guys. I am jacked. I am pumped. Let's get into the details, shall we? Just a little recap what I did so far today. So pretty much I traded VLTC. That's a big winner today. I traded VIP. I also traded BIND. And I'm holding still CYTX. It's about to bounce back up. You want the details, actually, the amount of shares I traded with and the actual share prices I traded at, you got to join Hedge Street Trading. That information is not free. But I would tell you the cash I made, $3,315, or literally maybe 5 hours, maybe even 4 hours. You want to make money in the market. You want to take your trading to the next level. Within these last 4 trading days, I'm over 10 G's. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Stop losing cash. Stop buying shitty stocks. Come trade with the best. Come trade with Hedge Street Trading. HedgeStreetTrading.com is going to be going over a sick brand new makeover, brand new logo, brand new business model, brand new everything. Taking it to the next level. You'll be seeing this and having updates within the coming days. I can't wait for it. I'm ready to work my ass off. We have an article coming out on, was fuel cells just a bubble? And has that bubble popped? That article will be coming out this week with a video to go along with it. I'm working on an article right now. I don't want to make it so researchy, like project-wise, or make it like a hype article. I'm making it more like a story. Within this article, it's going to be much like a story, just how I traded these stocks and profited on these stocks. I'm giving you my outtake on it. But it's not going to be like, this stock pulled back to this price, I believe it's going to this price. It's going to be the unfolding story, how the fuel cells just went nuts through my eyes. It's more like a story than an actual article. I think you guys will enjoy it. So, right now we are looking at VLTC. It jacked up since I last got out. It's in the 438 range now. I could have held for a bigger gain. I was up so I got out. See, that's the thing when it comes to my trading, guys. I leave a lot on the table, as you can see. I just take profit. I'm so trained on this. I'm up. Okay, I'm up nice. I'm getting out. Oh, wow. I'm up a couple grand. I'm going to sell. Or I can make a lot more. It's just, it's how I'm wired. I want that money. And I don't mind leaving a little on the table. Because I can trade this with my drop and pop strategy. It has enough volume. And if this comes down a little where I think it can go back up, I'll get in. And you guys were wondering whatever happened to the webinar. I didn't do it. I was extremely busy last week. I've been busy for the last 2 weeks, actually. Getting this the relaunch of Hedge Street Trading out going. Working with my wonderful Pakistani web designer / programmer. He's almost done with school for the year. He's doing his exams. So he'll be done pretty soon. He'll be able to devote his 100% time to the project. Which I know he will. I think he's a high school. All right, I'm back, guys. So like I was saying, I think he's in high school. I'm not quite sure how that stuff works over there in Pakistan. All I know is he makes great websites. Just saying. So, the relaunch of Head Shoe Training is going to be coming out soon, within this month. Maybe even within next week. The site's going to be done, and then we're going to brand it, and then I'm going to market it out. We're actually going to be doing ads now, where you're going to be seeing me everywhere. So, we're putting a lot of time and effort into this one, and a lot of capital behind it with advertising. Because we want to grow our community. Word of mouth, we've pretty much been working for us for this long, but we want to grow bigger. So, advertising is the way we see that to grow. I am by myself again. I don't have a partner anymore. Got rid of them. Tired of working with people who just love to bust balls. You know, it's shit happens. So when you know how you get rid of shit really quick, you nip it in the butt. And that's what I did. So I'm by myself again, but I am looking for new team members. Looking for dedicated team members who want to grow within the community and want to grow and be part of something huge. So if you're interested in actually working with me, please let me know. And if I feel the partnership is mutual, I would definitely love to work with you. Right now, SLTC is gapping right now. Holy shit, this might see 450. Wow, I could have, you know, that's the problem with my trading. Where I pick great stocks. Do I trade the stocks correctly? I do make money. I make a lot of money, but I just can make a lot more. See, that's what I have to work on as a trader. I'm sitting here telling you guys I have to work on some stuff. When I'm already up $3,000 for the day, but I have to work on some stuff. Am I perfect? No. Am I the best stock pick in the world? Fuck yeah. Every stock I pick goes bananas. Do I trade every pick correctly? No. That's what I have to work on. I sell way too quick. It's because I really became huge during the time where the market was choppy. Where I made bulk of my money during the crash. So I just got so used to the selling stock when I'm up. I don't let it ride. Some stocks I let it ride, and I make a lot, but it's just, I just felt it was time to get out. I could have held for a lot bigger gain. I probably could have made probably $5,000 today on one play, so I technically could be up maybe $9,000 today, just today. But hey, things happen. See some action in my trading. I'm going to check it out real quick. Just people are liking, posting stuff. Caroline. Man, she's been with me, I think, since the start. We actually met on Twitter, where she was following me, and I think we became friends on Facebook. She's like, I follow you on Twitter. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know. But she's awesome, man. She's a good trader. Twitter. What's going on Twitter, Roy? Right here, quick. I'm being bashed now by a plug supporter. That's hilarious. This guy loved me when I was long on plug. As soon as I banked and got out, and been criticizing him ever since, he's been hating me. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about plug power, which now trades, I think, below the 52-week range. The 52-week low is 242. This is around 250. The low today was 249, so it's creeping back to that 52-week low range, which they met on last month on the 17th. So do I believe it's going lower? Yeah, I think this actually might go below the 52-week low of 242. If this happens, you can see an epic fail in plug, which you'll be able to read in my article. Were fuel cells just a bubble, and then it pop? Coming out this week with a video to go along with it. You guys don't know, I'm going back to my roots when I first started doing all this stuff where I actually just literally, I mean literally, wrote blogs. People found me by blogs. I used to write 3 or 4 blogs a day. I'm getting back to that now because the head street training is going to be more like a blog website than actually just a email alert. Because I'm getting away from that. See, the way I figure it is, there's a million services just out there that offer live trading alerts. And all they do is email their alerts. I want to do something different. I want to be more interactive. So how about we have our own little Cinecast podcast with the live stream TV show? I think that'd be good for the public view. But for in-house view, for actually Head Street members, we're going to be having a trading room just for the members, where I'm going to be allowed to showcase and live stream my charts and level twos and my trading. We're going to be able to see my screen live, only for paid members. The prices are going to be coming out for, or you guys already who paid already are members, you're good to go. But some of you guys got some subscriptions coming up that actually have to be paid, and you can be paying at the new price than the old price. So everything's coming out. I'm not going to shove service fees after service fees and new newsletters after newsletters. I'm not about that. I'm about one goal, one product, one result. That's what we go with here. I don't want to be like, hey, I got this newsletter. Hey, guys, I have this news. I got this one over here. This one over here. All I do is just collecting fees. I'm not about that. One product, one goal, one result. That's what we strive for. And my recap video tonight for the watch list tomorrow, I'm going to show you guys why I saw VLTC about to pop. The reason why I got in. See, everybody thinks you have to buy the stocks at the top with the huge volume. But I saw it starting to break out. It went on a wild run. Was this a breakout one or was this a short squeeze run? It was a short squeeze. Because every breakout is a short squeeze. Again, guys, if you don't have this book, I strongly suggest you buy it. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. Blame the Shorts. It's an awesome book. I 100% pretty much recommend it. Even the author will actually send you a signed copy of it. It's an awesome guy. Don't blame the Shorts. It's by Robert Salone. It's a really good book. It came out years back. I used to pick it up when Borders was open. This was 2007, 2006, I believe, when it closed. Whenever it closed. Maybe 2008. Around that time, I used to go to Borders all the time. And I used to, on the weekends, I used to have Seattle's Best. Now it's fucking the best coffee, I swear to God. I used to go in there, sit in a nice little leather chair, read a book. Have a latte, look at the chicks, and read books. I read so many good books in there. Don't Blame the Shorts, The House of Cards, just The Rise and the Fall of Bear Stearns. That is a good book to read, guys. If you got a couple hours to waste, I'm telling you, that is a good read, The House of Cards, The Rise and Fall of Bear Stearns, the last 74 hours, I believe it was. So many other great books. I believe knowledge is power, and I think reading is very good for the mind, and it's very good for understanding of business and trading. Right now, plug sits at 251, 252. And here we go, boys. I am still in CYTX. I'll tell you the price I'm in. I am in at 140. I'm still holding. I made so many gains today. I'm going to hold this. Let's see if it pops back up. I have a stop loss in, so even if it goes below my stop loss, like whatever. I already made some crazy gains today. I'm still looking to make some gains within the last hour of trading. I'm looking for a drop and pop in VLTC. The last time it dropped around the 404, and I got in, and it took back off, and I got out too soon. I could have held it up to this. But I'm looking for another drop. Maybe 413, 410, maybe. That might go back up to 417 to 420. I'm looking at that. Well, maybe that little window right there, where I could make maybe 5, 6, 7 cents a share. If not, I'm going to trade all day tomorrow again and make some more profit. I'm up over 10 grand, I believe, within the last 3 or 4 trading days. I'm approaching a milestone in a couple weeks. If I can reach that, once I reach it, I'll let you know what the milestone is. And no, it's not a million, but it's still a pretty good, significant milestone. Traded Rex today. Rex was a good move. Told some of my students this was a good buy days ago. You just gotta know when to hold and when they. Oh wow, this is. Rex is flashing. Told my students days ago this was a good buy. So I can't wait for the new head sheet training, man. It's gonna be awesome. Right now, I'm working on my YouTube page. Gonna get the Google ads in place on that, where when you guys click on them, I actually get paid. So I'm gonna be marketing that out pretty big. The new site's coming out with the new business model. We're getting away from the whole email alert thing, and we're going more interactive, where you actually have to come into our trading room and interact with us. Right now, our trading room is on Facebook. And that's going to be our home base. And then, we're actually going to have a regular trading room on the website itself in the near future. But right now, we're just growing nice and slow at a rapid pace, though. I don't want to get too big too quick and have a collapse on me. I want to grow with where the kettle is hot. And it is hot right now. And we're going at a good pace. I think this is my 12th or 15th podcast show. Maybe even more. I'm not sure. I'll just count. I'll tell you one thing, though. I am so comfortable now talking to you guys on the mic. It's not even funny. Before, I was like, oh, wow, what do I say? Now I just tell you what I feel from what I think. I think the shows have so much depth now, where you're getting so much knowledge and pretty much so much knowledge and growth from me. It's unbelievable. I feel so comfortable. It's actually a respectable show now. I was like, we had like a live interview with a publicly traded CEO a couple of days ago. Oh, speaking of that, I want you guys to look up this stock real quick. And let me tell you, do not worry about the volume or the price. Stock is about to take off. The name is going to change to another stock. Maybe give it a couple months. It is not Nexus Energy Services anymore. It is now Illegal Burger. Illegal Burger is a hamburger joint. I know the owner. Good friends with the owner. The owner is on heavily on Facebook. You probably are friends with him on Facebook. You just don't even know it. I'm not going to say his name. Not yet, anyway. But if you follow me on Facebook, you pretty much see we talk a lot. And you probably want to see that we talk stocks a lot and business a lot. But whatever. I highly recommend you buying into this company. It's pretty much Illegal Burger. The stock symbol is NESI. NESI. It's up 48% today from 8,620 shares traded. You might say, well, that volume's terrible. Stock's brand new. It just went public. And there's not being promoted yet at all just because the company's name has to change up on the ticker service and more filings have to come out and more stuff has to come out. But the company, Illegal Burger, just Google Illegal Burger and you will see the food that they sell. Right now they have a restaurant in Colorado, I believe, and more to come in the future. I'm a big supporter. The CEO will be coming on the podcast very shortly, maybe within the coming weeks, for an interview. It'll be my second interview this year with a publicly traded CEO. I'm looking to have a lot more interviews. At least I'm looking for maybe a max of 2 a month or more. Growing this channel. And I don't talk too much about pink sheet stocks, but the two I talk about are 100% winners. The other one, AXXE. I know when Dr. Daniel Baggy come onto the show, and we had our interview, and I was talking about, so can you talk a little about the WWE deal that's about to happen? He couldn't say anything because it wasn't public yet. But I had a feeling it was going to happen. Because I saw the change where WWE was going into. They're going into more of the exercise field. And who fits the bill very well? AXXE. So WWE is going into more of the exercise and they're going more into the MMA stuff. Because it's going to be an integration soon where you have MMA wrestlers with WWE wrestlers. And there's going to be a whole genre of that soon. That's how the business is going to form. So, I felt AXXE was a perfect candidate for that. And look what happened. A couple of days ago, boom, the deal got done. They actually start the deal. It's Edge and Stone. They have a contract. And WWE is going to start implementing this service next year, the start of 2016. So, if I'm an investor and I want to invest in AXE, and they have WWE backing them starting 2016, which is only like, what, 9 months away? Or what have you? Wouldn't I be strongly investing in AXE with that 8 cents a share? Which I think they're going to be uplisting soon, and which that's going to give more bigger pop. And now with the WWE, wouldn't your valuations be at 60 cents to a dollar within 9 months with the backing of WWE and plus uplisting? If I get it right now at 8 cents, my valuation probably maybe 50, 60 cents to a dollar. I'd be buying hard right now if I was an investor. I don't recommend too many pink sheets. When I do, guys got to listen. NESI, AXXE, those are my two spec plays that I support. So if you're a spec trader and you're looking to buy into a pink sheet stock, I recommend NESI and AXXE. Those are the only two I recommend right now. That could change in the future, though. If you're wondering what am I eating, I'm eating my Reese's Pieces, which I love that. Peanut butter and chocolate, a great combination. And my drink of choice, which should be a freaking sponsor of this podcast, Armour Palmer Iced Tea, half and half, baby. Love this shit. Refreshing. Are about to be stopped out of CYTX for a small loss. It's at 131, 132. My stop's at 130. I could have sold for a 2 cent loss on 138 a couple hours ago, but I thought it was just going to rise up and just take off from there, but it didn't. So if I get stopped out, it's okay. It's only a small loss. Not even, I'm still be up 3 grand for the day. So I'm very happy for that. So I hope you guys are jacked up, making huge money today, because I'm extremely puffed up. Right now, I'm looking at a scan right now, and what's popping up on my list besides the VLTC, which is up 70%, and CYTX, which is up 13%. TVIX is popping up. They're the fourth most active stock today. They're down though. I'll be buying in right here for a hold, maybe tomorrow for a pop now. No siree. I will not be touching this at 157. Buy this at 170 and I'll ride it up to 180 like always, but I'll not buy this at 157. I'd rather have a 10 cent gain than a than even risk a dime to try to get 20 cents on TVIX. The spies is so strong. I do like BIOS. If you're looking for a good play tomorrow, it's up 4.71% right now. BIOS. Another stock that I wanted you to pretty much write down. That it's trading really nice. CRIS. And I still have this stock on watch. It's down 39%. It might pop. RSESN. I'm sorry, it's RESN. RESN. All right, let's talk a little about so people are asking me about how much I'm going to be charging for my services. See, before it was originally it was $400 for the year, and then we came out with the new design. I jacked the prices up for $400 every quarter, and we did that for a little bit, and then we did a holiday special which was $250, and you got in, you're good for the whole year. Now I'm going with we always had one to three plans. Now I'm thinking about one plan, and this one plan only, where it's going to be going over the math, going up with a good number. It'll be $150 every quarter. Stake $150 every quarter. Comes out to about what, $600 for the year. That's originally $200 more than our first plan ever at $400 for the year. It's $200 more. You know I'm worth a lot more than that though, just for what I offer. So I'm either going to do that or payments. 250, which is actually cheaper than $150 every quarter by $50. So I'm not sure yet. But I think I'm leaning towards $150 every quarter. So every 3 months, $150, and you get everything that I offer, which is a lot. So literally, this $600 of your money be going towards your trading education and your trading future. And I guarantee it, you're going to make a lot more than $600 with me. You're going to be making G's. So right now, I'm looking to build a strong team, a strong social media team, where you guys go on social media, you share and you like every video, you blast it all over YouTube, you just share it everywhere. This will help grow the community. Because all the cash I get anyway, it's going right back into the company. We're going to be buying advertisement. We're going to be doing so much for you guys. It's all for you guys. I'm taking a quick break. I'll be right back, guys. In action, guys. All right. Welcome back to the podcast brought to you by BlogTalkRadio.com. Traders Network Live Power Hour Podcast. All right. VLTC is just a beast. Now it's at 460. The thing is just going and going and going, man. You know, I had that drop where I got in at 404. Should have just held. I'll be up huge right now if I just held. But when you're a profit, you know, you just take it. You don't want to hold, you know. It happens. CYTX is now at 132, 133. I'm still in. Maybe we go on a run above 140 here. It'll be nice. I can cap the day off at $4,000. That would be unbelievable. Like I was saying before, everybody does the whole email alert thing. So I'm looking to get away from that. Looking to, be more interactive, right? I'm looking to, change the business in a way. Really just change the model. That's what I'm looking to do. Alright guys, so if you guys want to call in, want to ask me any questions, I'll answer them live on the podcast in the next few minutes. I'll take your calls, 646-649-0905, 646-649-0905, 646-649-0905, yeah. You're listening to Traders Network Live Podcast Power Hour on BlogTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by Alma Palmer Half and Half. And Reese's PCs. The only stock that I really feel pissed off buying today was actually VIP. I bought it right at the freaking resistance at 469. And it was just a bitch. Now it's at 577. You know, I could have Could have held. Could have made more. But I sold. Made $40. But it was just a hard one. Overall. Where it just took forever to break that 170. Once it got to 171, I sold. Made a 2 cent gain. I didn't care. I had to get out. I was tired of waiting. I hate waiting on stocks. Some stocks I don't mind it. But other ones, it's like, whatever, I'm out. Like, I'm still holding this TYTX. It's like, the reason I'm still in it is I got busy trading other stocks. Where I made all my gains today. Right now, I could sell at 133 for a 7 cent loss, but I'm not going to sell. I'm going to see what happens. Maybe this runs hard in the after hours, and I actually break even or I make a gain. We'll see. Maybe I hold and wait until tomorrow. You never know. It has enough value to trade good for tomorrow, so we'll see what's going to happen. But I think I'm going to stick with the plan I was telling you guys about, the 150. 150 for every 3 months. That's like $600 for the year, which is strongly a decent price for what I offer. That's a discount. You're going to get my watch list videos. You're going to get my coaching, my mentorship, webinars, member-only webinars, so much for what I offer. Every cash, every dollar I make goes back into the business, guys, man. It's all you talk about, advertisement, everything. Gonna grow this community strong. I could be just like everybody else and just here, sign up for hot stock alerts and do that. But I don't want to do that. I want to make and grow traders. That's what I want to do. And that's what I'm doing at Hedgetrade Training. Right now, looking at a plug. We got 252, 253. The 52 week low is at 246, I believe. Or 244, something like that. Article coming out this week. Were fuel cells just a bubble, and did that bubble pop? I believe so. If we want something intriguing, BLDP and FCEL, they're actually green today. Why is plug red? Makes you wonder. I don't know if you guys remember, but remember that stack that guy who wanted to join my service and decided not to? He kept on pumping that GEVO. What was the price range in that stock when he was pumping it? Was it like 35 cents or something like that, or 27 cents? Now we're at 21. And which is funny about GEVO. Alright, I'm back, guys. We already had two disconnects, man. Frontier, they're a piece of shit, you know that? That's why I'm moving to Comcast Business Class. In the coming weeks, I'll have Comcast. Tired of Frontier and their connection. And this is a good quote right here by a guy I follow on Twitter. He's a radio host, which I'm trying to get on his... I can't get on his show... Because they're not a business radio show, they're but music, and I don't do nothing with music. So, winners focus on winning. Losers focus on winners. So, that is a, that's 100% true. Because I can see so many new traders focus on all the big time players. And they don't focus enough on themselves. They don't focus on their skill set. All they focus on, oh my God, this guy made this much money. Wow, this guy is so great at this. That guy is so good at that. Well, they're not crafting their skills to become one of the great ones. All they're doing is just talking about, wow, that guy drives a Lambo. Holy shit, all that crap. Forget about all that shit, all that superficial shit. Harness your skills. Build your craft. Become an elite trader. You get there by going through a lot of fucking pain and a lot of work. You will get there. BLTC 468, 469. Man, that's what? I would have made literally 60 cents. Holy shit. Not 47, not 469, 470. 471, 473. Does this thing fucking stop? Jesus. Okay. Got a tweet. This is going to be an awesome stock to trade tomorrow, guys, and BLTC. You're going to have a drop in pops in this bad boy tomorrow. Same with CYTX, man. This is going to be a sick stock to trade tomorrow also. We're also looking at REXX with a pullback pop tomorrow. Here are some other ones I think are going to be good stocks to trade tomorrow. AXAS. BBEP. I see so many good stocks for tomorrow, guys. So many. VIP. If it has more liquidity, I think it'll be a good play. Also, another stock that might pop tomorrow, which is NYMX. Seeing so many potential plays for tomorrow. It's just pumping me up already. It's a freaking tomorrow already. That's how pumped up I am. Oh. Tell you one thing, guys. Money is not evil. Anybody who tells you money is evil don't have any. I'm smiling. You can feel it. You can cut the tension with the fucking knife. Money makes the world go around. You can hug money. You can caress money. Money allows you to do the things you want in life. Now, it's up to you to choose the path you take in life, though. Are you going to give back? Are you always just going to want more? What do you buy with the money? Now, that's what separates evil from good. But actually making money? Actually making money is not evil. It's just what you do with the money that separates the good from the bad. We was on a good roll right there until my fucking Frontier connection started to be like, oh, see you later. That's the fourth drop. The last podcast we had two. So I think it depends on the days and the times or whatever. Or I think it depends on people actually watching. Because sometimes we have no drops, and sometimes we have a lot. So I think it depends on that. CYTX 132, 133. I would love to see a strong close right now. We're at 3:49 p.m. market. It's about to close in 10 minutes. BLTC is still going hard. What a life. We guys are friends with me on Facebook, you've probably seen my page about my aunt who is fighting cancer. She was diagnosed about a month ago. She has breast cancer that traveled through her body. Now it's with her lymph nodes and thick in her neck. So she's a very young, strong lady that I, which is my favorite aunt, which I have like five more, but she's my favorite. Can make a donation. If you can, just share the post. If you can, say a prayer. Because family is everything. Now back to stocks. CYTX 132, 133. I'm at 140. I won't tell you the share amount. You want to know what I'm trading, you have to be a member of Head Street Training. And I'm just going to tell you this. I made $3,314 today, or just $15, something like that, today. Forget about it. You know what I mean? Forget about it. The last four trading days, I'm up over 10 grand. You can do this too, guys. I teach an easy-to-learn strategy that is so bulletproof, it's not even funny. But you're guaranteed to make profit. You won't lose it all. I love these Reese's Pieces, man. Oh, I love them. I love the fact that I'm being bashed on Twitter by this guy who was a huge plug supporter. Guy who used to favorite every tweet I made. Now he hates my gut. Oh my god. CYTX is starting to make a run. The 133s are dropping hard. Here comes an uptick, 132.5. 132.5s are coming down. There's the 133s again. I like to see 133 bid, 134 ask. That'd be a nice little move up. It's 3:54 right now, PM. Market is about to close in a few. 133s are dropping. There's about 77,900 shares, 75,000, 74,000 shares at 133. 134 just popped up. Okay, here we go, boys. If this could break the 133, go on the bid and 134 pops up, which there's about 7,800 shares right now at 134. Can it happen? That's the question. I would love a nice little uptick in this. I don't think it's going to happen, though. There we go. 134. There we go. It's 25,000 shares on 134. And he asked. And next one's 136. Can this make a strong run to close? 135s are popping up now. Oh boy, but they want to run. 135s about to pop up. Can this get... Oh, wow. 134s are staying strong. Can this make a run to close strong? I don't know. It was close to 135, but it pulled back real quick. There's 52,800 shares on 133, and there's 34,400 on 134. That's on the board. We know there's a lot more than that. not showing. Let's see if this can make a move. Can this make a move? Oh, starting to uptick again. 133.85, 133.39. Okay, this is starting us to start to uptick. 133.25. So if you have a direct access broker, you actually can make halves. Or you can do like, say, 125.5, 125.56. You can't do that with a retail broker, only a direct access broker. But I'm positive. I could be wrong, though. $135 is starting to creep up. There's one, two, three, four. There's five boxes for $135. Yep, they went away again. 134s are too strong. Like the 134s are like, get out of here, 135. Pretty much all those shares are at 135. Pretty much all those shares are at 135 are now at 134. They're looking to get out. Can this make a run within 60 seconds? We don't know. We'll find out though. See, this could have went either way for me today, guys. This is the first stock I bought, and I literally went down as soon as I got in, where I could have been pissed off. I could have just said, fuck it, I'm not going to trade today. But no, I stayed in it, and I just bought something else, and I made a huge bank. I bought something else and banked hard again, and I bought something else and I banked hard again. That's what I did all day long today, guys. I didn't let this discourage me. I said, you know what? I'm going to buy something else. And I did. And then I kept on banking and banking and banking. Which I didn't mind holding this. But I still don't mind holding this. I'm running down, what, 6 cents? The volume is still bullish. I think it makes a big move tomorrow. All right, guys. Just 10 seconds left in the show. Thank you guys again for coming out to hang out with me. As always, let the trading gods be with you. All right, guys, peace out.